This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Voting has started in Russian-held regions of Ukraine on referendums to become part of Russia. Ukraine and the West have denounced the Kremlin-orchestrated referendums as an illegitimate attempt by Moscow to annex areas its forces have occupied during the nearly 7 months of war. The votes are being held in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials reported more evidence of possible war crimes on Friday. The first reservists have gathered in various cities across Russia after President Putin ordered a partial mobilization, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hundreds of men are saying goodbye to their families across the vast nation. In Moscow, a young man, Dmitry, says he received a draft notice even though he's a student. He had not expected to have to leave home so quickly. Putin made the order on Wednesday so as to bolster his forces in Ukraine, a deeply unpopular move that has sparked rare protests across the country and led to almost 1,200 arrests so far. The move also sent some Russians scrambling to buy plane tickets to get out of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iranian counter-protesters have gathered across the country in a show of support for authorities after nearly a week of anti-government protests and unrest. A few thousand people attended a rally in the capital. State TV, meanwhile, suggested on Friday the death toll from this week's protests and clashes with security forces, sparked by the death of a young woman being held by the morality police, could be as high as 26. It's the most severe unrest in years. This is VOA News. Syria's health minister says at least 77 people died when a boat with migrants from Lebanon sank off Syria's coast this week. The minister was quoted on state TV on Friday as saying he fears the death toll from the disaster in Syrian waters was not final. The vessel left Lebanon on Tuesday, and news of what happened first started to emerge on Thursday afternoon. Thousands of Lebanese, Syrians, and Palestinians have left Lebanon on boats over the past month, seeking better opportunities in Europe. Lebanon has a population of 6 million, including 1 million Syrian refugees, and has been in the grips of a severe economic meltdown that's pushed more than three-quarters of the population into poverty. Burkina Faso's coup leader-turned-president has defended his military takeover. He did acknowledge it was, quote, perhaps reprehensible and inconsistent with United Nations values, but the lieutenant colonel also said the overthrow of the democratically elected president in January was, quote, necessary and indispensable. Burkina Faso's coup came in the wake of similar takeovers in Mali and in Guinea, heightening fears of a rollback of democracy in West Africa. U.S. space agency NASA's asteroid experiment is set for Monday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A spacecraft named DART will zero in on the asteroid Monday, intent on slamming it head-on at 14,000 miles per hour. The impact should be just enough to nudge the asteroid into a slightly tighter orbit around its companion space rock, demonstrating that if that asteroid was headed to Earth, we would stand a fighting chance of diverting it. Thomas Zurbuchen is with NASA.
These threats are real, and I think what makes this time special is we can do something about it.
Cameras and telescopes will watch the crash, but it will take days or even weeks to find out if it actually changed the orbit. I'm Shelley Adler.
Recapping our top story, voting has started in Russian-held regions of Ukraine on referendums to become part of Russia. Ukraine and the West have denounced the Kremlin-orchestrated referendums as an illegitimate attempt by Moscow to annex areas its forces have occupied during nearly 7 months of war. The votes being held in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials reported more evidence of possible war crimes on Friday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.